So about 3 months ago, I had a life-changing experience. After 10 hours of contractions and a middle of the night unplanned C-section, I gave birth to my son, Deacon James. And even with all the months and months of expectation and feeling kicks in my belly and avoiding certain favorite foods, even though in some way I had already been a mom for several months, there was still an undeniable shift that happened at 1:07 a.m. on October 31st, because suddenly I became a mom. I have a baby. I'm still in awe of it. This is our baby. This is our little boy. And that changed everything. Now, in part, I tell you this because y'all want to see baby pictures. So there are your baby pictures of the day. But in part, I bring this up because being a mom has given me a new understanding of what love is and what love is all about. And this month, we are talking about love with some not-so-silly love songs and all the scriptures about love. And so as we start into this theme, I couldn't help but start with this new mom love that is the place that I've been living in for the last 3 months. I feel like before I became a mom, I had a pretty good sense of what love was. From my marriage, I know that love takes patience and generosity. Love takes passion and commitment. But having a baby added a lot of dimension to this. It colored in all the outlines. I see some parents of young children out there, but I don't know how many of y'all know that having a baby is really, really hard. This might be news to you, but it's really hard. It takes a new level of physical pain sometimes, a new level of selfless work, of anxious concern. That all comes with having a child. And it's really hard. But all of it is done willingly because of love. And along with it, of course, this love brings along new heights of excitement and delights I never thought I'd have, and adoration and joy. That's all part of love. But today's scripture reminds me that no matter how much I feel love in this time in my life, no matter how powerfully we feel love for anyone or anything, that love that we feel is just a tiny drop compared to the magnitude of God's love. It says it pretty simply, God is love. I don't know how much more love you can get than being love. God is love. Don't get it backwards. John's not saying love is God. You can't work it backwards like, let me observe my feelings and then make God in my own image. No, that's not what it's saying. It's saying God is love. God is the beginning of love, the originator of the love that birthed creation, the one who defines what love is, the one who shows us in Christ exactly what love looks like. God is love. Now, John does this thing that I think is super helpful where he says a point and then he says it again another way. And then he says it again another way and then he says it again another way. So when we dive a little deeper, we can see this multiple wording of the same thing that helps us understand. So he starts with the positive phrasing, right? Everyone who loves God is born of God and knows God. Then the flip side, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. You see the same point made two different ways? Then he does it again here. He says, here's the positive version. We love because he first loved us. So the reason we love our brothers and sisters is because God first loved us. Well, the flip side of that is if you don't love a brother and sister, then you cannot love God who you haven't seen. I want to pause here. This is not saying you have to like earn God's love by loving your brothers and sisters. This is just saying that if it's true that we love because God first loved us, then loving one another is a symptom of receiving God's love. We receive God's love, it flows right out. So if you're not loving a brother and sister, that's a symptom of a deeper problem, is what he's saying. So you're not connected to God's love. Then he does it again in this one, and this is my favorite one, and we're going to sit with this for a while. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. And then what is the opposite of love? It's fear. There is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, that fear of punishment. He says later, whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Now I want to sit with this piece because it brings me to our silly love song of the day, this theme of love and fear. And it's from a movie that a few of you might have heard of. Movie is called, of course, Frozen. Okay, how many of you have seen the movie Frozen? How many of you have seen the movie Frozen way too many times? Okay, all right, I clearly have some parents and grandparents in the room. Got it. So help me out with the plot for those of you who haven't seen it. In the beginning of the movie, there are two princesses named Elsa and Anna, of course. They're best friends playing happily. Elsa has magical gifts of snow and ice, and they're happy and playing and having adventures until one day Anna gets hurt. And after that, the parents separate the girls and hide Elsa away from the whole world. And in this really tragic Disney bad parenting move, the parents tell Elsa, conceal, don't feel, don't let them in, don't let them see. They teach her to hide away the gifts that she has. Elsa and her parents, I would say, are driven by fear, among anything else. Fear of her magical gifts, fear of her capabilities, fear of what might happen, fear of what people might think. So much so that they literally shut the castle gates and they shut the door between Elsa and Anna. They shut them away from the rest of the kingdom. That's why when the story picks up many years later, Anna is really excited for the doors to open wide on Elsa's coronation day. After years of fear closing the door, Anna's ready for love to open the doors. And of course, because it's a Disney movie, Anna falls head over heels in love the moment that the door opens. And we're going to have a little clip of our song today. If you know it, you can sing along. Enjoy.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face. And then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing. Because, like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I've found my place.
I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door.
Love is an open door.
Love is an open door. With you.
Love is an open door.
We have to pause the movie there, go home, go on Disney Plus, enjoy the rest of it later. But the point is that love for Anna is an open door. And this all makes for a great Disney movie, right? I don't think it's ruining the ending y'all probably could predict. At the end, love overcomes fear, the girls are reconciled, the kingdom thrives, everyone lives happily ever after. But this isn't just the stuff of fairy tales. This isn't just that, because I wonder how many of us have allowed fear to shut the doors in our own lives. Maybe it's just in small ways. Maybe you are afraid of what people will think of you if you're really honest about what you're going through in your life. So when people ask, how are you? How are you really? Maybe you shut the door because of fear. You simply say, I'm fine. I'm good. How are you? Kind of deflect it. I wonder how many times you've allowed fear or anxiety to keep the door shut on the possibility of deeper relationships with the people in your world. Or maybe it's in a bigger way. Maybe you have a big idea or a big dream or something that God is nudging you to do and you're afraid to pursue it. You don't know how your family would react. You don't know what your friends would say. You are worried because it just might change everything. And so instead of working on that dream, you let fear shut the door. Instead of living into the calling God is placing on your life, you stop when fear stands in the way. How many times have you let fears or what ifs keep the door shut to new and different futures? Here's the thing. John says that there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. God came to earth to show us this perfect love so that all of our closed doors might be opened up wide. Friends, I don't know what doors are shut in your lives, but whatever fears are keeping you locked away, I pray you will allow God to open those doors with love. You were made to live in relationship with people. You are made for a purpose. You are made to enjoy this beautiful world that God has created. Don't let fear stand in the way of who you were made to be. It turns out that Anna was right. Love is an open door. So the invitation is this: will you walk through? Amen.